This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I went to class over the weekend. The professor was a farm woman born in 1917. I'll talk about what I learned from her after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. The Climate Field View platform gives you the tools to listen more clearly. Manage your entire farm in one easy-to-use digital tool. Streamline your operation and get the most out of every acre by collecting your data in one place and evaluating crop performance to find out what works and what doesn't. With these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to maximize your yield and profitability. And now, you can get the first 12 months of your FieldView Plus subscription and a FieldView Drive starter kit for free. Contact your local dealer or go to climate.com/free-trial to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid through 8/31/2019. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
It was a different kind of a classroom I visited over the weekend. It was an old farmhouse, a 140-year-old farmhouse out on the Illinois prairie, where there by herself is a lady born 101 years ago. She had celebrated her birthday just the day before my visit. I rang the doorbell. She came to the door and said, "Oh, I put the gun away when I saw it was you." I don't think she was kidding either. We sat for a period of about 2 hours as she recalled very vividly experiences of life on the farm, as she and her husband had been together in that old farmhouse since 1948. And yes, she was born in 1917, recalling electricity coming to the farm, recalling what it was like selling the 4-H calves in at the old Chicago stockyards many miles away. She recalled also what it was like through the Depression and what it was like when her husband very badly injured his arm in a corn picker accident, spent 6 months in the hospital. What struck me as we visited was, for one thing, her vivid memory. She recalled so vividly those challenging experiences over, well, almost a century. And she also shared with me some insight. As we sat there, it occurred to me that maybe this current generation of farmers could use a little bit of time in the classroom of an elderly person. Because these folks have been through it before. They know exactly what the challenges are like in an agriculture economy. They know what it's like to have a bad accident. They know what it's like to have a combine burn up. They know what it's like to have the challenges that come down from the state capital or from the nation's capital. They've been down that path before. I'll be back after this.